First and foremost, how did you feel about practice today as far as some of the things that you were trying to accomplish and how some of the passes went, you know, as well?
Yeah. How you doing, Josina?
Good
to see you. Great. Practice was good. I feel like communication is always key in any offense, but especially the way that we're running ours. You got to stay on top of that. And I thought, you know, from day one to day two, it was a great transition. Running a lot of different things, showing the defense a lot of different formations and plays, and I think all the guys are really picking up on that. I feel like today's practice was a good practice. You know, go to coach after every practice and tell him I wasn't good enough, because that's what you're working for. If you ever get to the point where, hey, that was good enough, then you're not really trying to perfect your craft. So I think every guy feels that way. But I felt like we were doing a good job throughout the entire practice.
This is the first time that we've really talked to you since LeBron's drafted Cody Kessler. And, you know, Sashi said, you know, if I were trying to be starting quarterback, I would not sleep on Cody Kessler. And he was really talking about that. There's a lot of competition going on. So what was your reaction to them drafting Cody and what type of competition you're going
in? Yeah, I mean, all of us are going to have to earn our spot on this team and earn our spot on the depth chart. So when we drafted Cody, I actually knew a strength coach that was out there at USC with him for a little bit, and he said he's a great guy. And since he's been here, he's been awesome to work with, great young man, you know, God-fearing young man. So we always tell him, you know, especially I tell him that, you know, if he needs any help, we'll be there for him. You know, we're not going to hoard our notes or hoard our special keys here and there, but we're going to try to help him be the best football player he can and then go out there and compete on the field.
Robert, you seemed upset with yourself after one throw. Are you throwing the ball well, do you think, or how's that going?
Oh, I'm working for perfection. So at this point in the process, completions aren't enough. I want to be perfect with the ball. That doesn't mean you shy away from acknowledging a guy making a great play for you, or, you know, getting a completion in a game. Those passes are okay, but right now in practice we're working for perfection, so in the game it can be perfect as well. So when you see me get upset, or you see a receiver get upset, you know, you might have caught a 70-yard bomb, but, you know, maybe there was something in his route that he wanted to do better. There's something in my throw or my process that I wanted to hammer down and do better. So that's where that comes from.
At some point, a big quarterback has to start taking ownership of this team. And although everyone's talking about competition, and we see that, but how do you incorporate taking ownership of the team when you're not named the starter?
I mean, like I said, everybody's got to earn everything that they get. And, you know, when you go out there and you perform at a high level and you show guys that they can trust you, that's when they'll buy in. So you don't really focus on putting together a plan to take over the team. Yeah, you put together a plan to go out and execute the offense, be there for guys when they need you to be there, and continue to grow and increase the camaraderie amongst your teammates.
We haven't talked to you for a few weeks. How much better do you know you and his offense now? What are some of the things about Hugh Jackson's offense that you feel fit you real well?
Well, I mean, you know, as a player, you want to be able to do everything. So there's not one area where you just say, this is what fits me best. That's why we practice. That's why we try to make our strengths stronger and our weaknesses our strengths. So I don't look at it that way. But every single day, things are changing. And, you know, coach is getting a better understanding of the personnel that we have. We're getting a better understanding of what he's asking us to do. So it's ever evolving, forever evolving, and we like the direction that it's going in. So it's just a lot of fun to go out there and play a kid's game for a King's Ransom.
How different or similar is Hugh's system and how he's trying to implement it to what you went through in Washington?
Yeah, I mean, it's just every coach has their own philosophy, and you have to learn how that coach wants you to play and how we're going to play football, what's our brand of football. And I think that's the process we're all going through. So it's a little different coach by coach, but I think the guys have bought in and are really showing Hugh the respect that not only he deserves, but that he shows up and works for every single day. That wasn't my phone, by the way.
What are your impressions of?
Yeah, I mean, I know everybody thinks I played with Corey. I didn't. But he did go to Baylor, and I happened to go to Baylor as well. So I kind of know what he's about. I was, had a chance to be around him. You know, he's a dynamic individual. And I think the guys in that locker room, the receivers in that receiver group, are going to help bring him along and teach him the ins and outs of what it means to be an NFL receiver. But he had a great day yesterday, and now he's at the rookie premiere. So I hope he has fun. Stay safe.
Knowing that limited route tree that they run there, and knowing now what he's going to have to run here, how would you size up the transition that he's facing, the challenge of the whole, you know, route tree and receiver and all that?
I appreciate the question, man. I think Coach Browse would be upset that you say it's a limited route tree. But I know what you mean. He caught a lot of goes. He caught a lot of slants. He caught a lot of hitches. And he's got those routes down. The NFL asks you to be able to do more. And it's not that you're going to run bench cuts and post corners and sluggo seams and all those consistently all the time, but you have to show that you can do it. And I think that's the beauty of the NFL. You get to step up to the next level and add to your game. So I think not just Corey, but the rest of the receivers and every receiver that we have, they want to continue to add to their game. And we have the coaches that are going to teach them to do it the right way. And then as we continue to learn the technique and how they want it run, then we can become coaches as well.
Robert, you've been through before where you've headed into a season at this point being the starter, and then you've also gone into it where you've had to compete for the job. Do you get concerned in some ways that, I mean, you probably need as much support as you can, as soon as you can, with everybody getting on board and getting behind you and getting your timing down with the receivers, do you get concerned that you're not going to be able to be the best that you can be if, you know, a quarterback competition can sometimes divide the team and it can be stressful and all those kind of things? What's your approach, what's your mindset to not having everybody kind of going in the direction of you right now?
You know, I think the support comes from your teammates. It comes from your coaches every single day. There's an expectation when we step out there on the field that it doesn't matter who the guy is. If they name you the starter, you still got to go out there and work and beat out anybody that's coming for your spot. So the way, you know, I look at it is my spot, and I have to go out and defend that and go out there and grow with my teammates, grow within the offense, and just showcase my talent and ability, and coach will make the decisions accordingly to how he feels. But every single day you step out there on the field, you have to earn it. And I think this is the perfect situation for me to be in.
Does it drive you? Does it motivate you even more to know that you have to go out there and defend it and win it?
It'd be no different. You know, if I was a starter, it'd be no different. So there's no external motivators. You know, you have a target in mind, and you want to hit that target.
There's a story that came out today that told an anecdote about you in Washington, that after your rookie season, you sort of called the head coach, the coordinator, and quarterback coach into a room and sort of had a list of grievances and demands about how you wanted things to go in this, your second year. Is there any part of that little tale you'd like to address or talk about?
Man, I'm so far removed from Washington now and focused on this opportunity here in Cleveland that I don't even worry about those things anymore. You know, I can only focus on what I can control, and that's here in Cleveland, being with the Dog Pound, being with my teammates every single day. So I just focus on those things, and I didn't even see that story.
Joe Hayden was in here a second ago talking about having watched Believe Land. I don't know if you watched that, but in talking to his friends on the Cavs about how big it would be if the Browns made it. Have you hung around this community long enough to get a sense for how big it would be if the Browns broke through?
I mean, I've had opportunity to watch that documentary, and just being able to talk to the guys in the locker room who've been here for a long time, you know, Joe Hayden, Joe Thomas, you know, those guys have experienced a lot in their time, and they've been great players and great leaders, but they want to win. They want to have a winning team and go to the playoffs and go far in the playoffs and hoist that trophy. So, you know, that's part of the reason that Coach Jackson came here. That's the reason that I came here. We feel like those guys deserve everything that we want to bring them, that they want. We feel like they deserve to be winners because they've worked for it. So that's a motivator for us. Every day we show up, we know we got Joe Thomas, who's a first ballot Hall of Famer, and Joe Hayden, who might very well be a Hall of Famer. And we want to make sure we help those guys win football games so that they can enjoy that. And not just for them, but for the city, for the community. We understand how long it's been since this city's experienced dramatic success. And it'd be big for the Cavs, you know, to win it this year. So we're rooting them on. But we also know we have business to take care of.
What specific goals do you have for yourself in terms of your passing game that you think you need to improve on based off of how you perform with your previous club and also some of the side work that you've been doing to, you know, further acclimate yourself for this opportunity?
You know, I haven't played in a year, so I really wasn't able to get a gauge on, you know, where my game had evolved from my first year and my last year in Washington to last year. So I just want to get back out there, have some fun, play ball, get completions, and win football games. At the end of the day, all of us are focused on winning. It's not stats. It's not this area or that area. It's about winning the game. So a lot goes into that, and I could spend all day up here talking about it, but I'm not. So I just focus on those things, focus on what I know I can get better at fundamentally, and just through the process and trust that process.
Also, to what degree do you feel like you discern that Hugh can actually help you in those areas as well, particularly when you look at his background and some of the quarterbacks that he has helped and how they've progressed? Yeah. I'm just curious how much you're picking up on that at this stage of the offseason program.
Yeah, I mean, I picked up on that before I got here, and that's one of the reasons that I came. So I'm a believer. I believe that Coach Jackson can help me be a better player, and I feel like he can help this team win football games, and he's going to put us in the best position possible to make that happen. And it's up to us to decide how great we can be. So I really do look forward to that, but I know he can help me. I know Pep can help me. Al Saunders can help the receivers, and all these guys are going to help us be a great football team.